Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And of course, if you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. And you can give me $1 a month, $5 a month, whatever you guys prefer. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about stress. A few weeks ago, I don't actually know exactly when, I posted a question on the YouTube community that I have on this channel, asking people, specifically INFJs, what stresses them out and how do they deal with their stress, right? How do you deal with being stressed? What do you do with it? Usually what I do is I go into my cave, I retreat, I hide. I spend a lot of my time eating a lot of really bad for you snacks, junk food basically. I love spicy chips, so that's my go-to snack. and then reading a lot of manga. So I'll be sitting there and I could read manga for like hours on end until I feel like, okay, I'm back up to normal again, and then I can go out again into the real world. But one of the themes that I noticed in all of your comments was overstimulation. Overstimulation being one of the sources of major stress for an INFJ and for an introverted person in general, I'm guessing. For an HSP, obviously, specifically, and for empaths. So INFJs are all of those things, right? And so INFJs need a lot of time alone in our caves, etc. I've said this a billion times before. But I wanted to speak to you guys about overstimulation in this video and how there is a very good fix or a very easy fix to this that we don't actually take into account. That is, don't get to the point where you get to that point of overstimulation. Now, of course, it's easier said than done, but that is the reason why I'm always telling you guys, especially if you're younger and you're still learning about yourself as an INFJ, to watch yourself, observe yourself. You are your best model. Watch yourself, watch how things aggravate you, watch which things aggravate you or which things stress you out, watch which kind of events aggravate you or stress you out. Watch yourself all the time and figure things out and then take notes on yourself. You know, observe yourself as if you're an experiment, running an experiment on yourself, and you are your biggest experiment, really. Like, your life is your biggest experiment. So watch yourself, take notes, and figure out what goes on with you when you go out in public. You know, what is good for you when you go out in public? What are you fine with? Maybe sitting in a coffee shop by yourself, reading a book is fine. Maybe going to a football game where everyone's yelling and screaming and fighting with each other is not fine, right? And so obviously watch yourself. Some people might be fine with that. Some people are not. So it is your own personal observation diary that you have to create in order to learn about yourself so that you can figure out exactly what works for you and what doesn't, right? Now, I'm not saying that if you know yourself, you're never going to get overstimulated ever again. Of course not. I have been observing myself for years now, decades, and I still have moments where I get overstimulated. And actually, the funny thing for me is that I know I'm getting overstimulated. I know very well what happens at that point because I've gone through it so many times. But I know, obviously, when I do a lot of events, when I go out to meet a lot of people, I'll get up in the morning, obviously, at 6 a.m., do my meditation, do my work, and then I'll have sometimes an event in the afternoon where I meet up someone for lunch. So I'll be at lunch with someone, you know, giving a lot of energy, talking, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll go to an event where maybe it's a yoga class or it's one of my tantra workshops, and I'm there for 3 or 4 hours. And by the time that ends, I am just exhausted. And for me, a major sign that I'm extremely overstimulated is that I start feeling the onset of a migraine. Now, I don't really get migraines very often. It's very rare for me to get even a headache, right? But I notice that I start feeling nauseous. I literally will start feeling nauseous. And I know instantaneously that's a sign that I'm getting overstimulated because a migraine is coming. Now, if I want to stop that migraine in its tracks, I have to get home as soon as possible to close all of the doors, windows, everything, so very little noise stimulation is present in my room. I have to switch off all the lights so it's very dark in my room. And I have to make sure I put something into my belly very quickly so I eat something so that I have some sugar in my system so I can fight off this migraine. I have to close my eyes and have to lay in bed or lay on my couch for at least half an hour, 45 minutes without moving, without doing anything, without thinking, without really doing any kind of stimulating work, not even thoughts. Like, I have to really be careful not to overthink too much. And then I notice after half an hour, 45 minutes of that very specific routine or regime that my migraine kind of dissipates. It goes away. Or I know that it's coming. So I'm like, all right, no, I have to stop this in its tracks. And so it starts going away and I start all of a sudden feeling normal again. And I stop feeling nauseous. Right, stop feeling nauseous, stop getting that headache, stop feeling all that emotion and all that aggravation and all that. Right, and so that is my thing. Like, I know this is coming because I have had this happen to me many times. Now, this is overstimulation, like extreme overstimulation, right? Most of the time, I don't let it get to this point. Most of the time, I am in this mode where I've really pushed myself and I haven't been taking care of myself and I haven't eaten enough food and I haven't taken enough time for myself. So I know that for the next couple of days, I have to really chill out, spend time in my room, do my own thing, and just chill out, like really just relax and stop going around all over the place, right? So once I have this kind of episode, I'll really clear out the next few days. I'll do very little work. I'll tell everyone who I was supposed to meet, if I was supposed to meet them, that I can't anymore, that I'm not feeling well. And I'll take a lot of self-care routines. So I'll take care of myself. I'll do a lot of, you know, massage, self-massages, or I'll go for a massage, or and I'll eat a lot of good foods. And I'll just take like extremely good care of myself as if I'm taking care of a sick patient, right? And then eventually I'll be like, all right, cool, I'm back again and I can go out again, right? Now, of course, I obviously am more extroverted than a lot of INFJs out there. A lot of introverts out there. I am, I think, at a higher end of the spectrum. I'm an ambivert, of course, but I'm also more extroverted because I think I'm older. That helps a little bit. And I know what my limits are, so that obviously helps a little bit. But also, I think I'm more an extroverted because I've been training myself to be an extrovert for so long. And so I think my limits are much higher than a lot of other introverts might be, right? So I know I do a lot of different things. People are like, what? I thought you were an introvert. And so people don't understand that I think I'm at a different level than them, right? So that's the thing I want to really mention to you guys is that, you know, you might see posts online from your friends of them going here and there doing this and that. And you'll be like, well, why can't I do that? You know, why do I get tired so easily? Or why do I get stressed out after such little stimulation, right? And that's what I want to mention to you guys is that every single person and every single introvert actually even is different from each other, right? I'm a completely different introvert from my introverted friends who need a lot more time and space on their own. And I'm very different, obviously, from my extroverted friends who don't need any time or space alone, right? So don't, of course, compare yourself to others. And therefore, it's very important for us to observe ourselves and really learn about ourselves. When do you get overstimulated? What overstimulates you? Which people overstimulate you? There are some people that I can hang out with for days, and I am totally fine. Other people I'll hang out with for a couple of hours, and I need a week off, right? And so, you know, observe that. It doesn't necessarily mean you need to kick those people out, but just know that if you're going to hang out with them, you're going to need time off from the world, okay? So that's just an observation. That's just a note that you have to take for yourself. Again, events. You know, what events are fine with you? What events are not fine with you? What people, what situations are fine with you? And also, what happens in your body, in your mind, in your psyche when you're going to or when you're about to get overstimulated, right? Because there's literally like, we're like a bucket, right? Think of it as a bucket. And you're little by little, you're getting overstimulated and the bucket is getting to a point where you're going to be overfilled and it's going to spill out and all of your emotions and all of your anger and aggravation is going to spill out. So you're going to start being rude to people. You're going to start yelling at people. You're going to start being cold to people and just not being yourself, right? And so obviously you want to watch yourself, watch that bucket, so it doesn't overfill, right? You want to watch yourself so that you get to a point which is like 10% below the overfill line, right? Over the thing. So you're able to stay below that line. And as soon as you get to that 10% line, you leave, right? That's your thing. That's what you have to do as an INFJ, as an introvert, is that you have to watch yourself, watch that bucket, and watch when it's about to hit that 10% line. So don't let yourself get to that overfill line, right? Don't let yourself get to that point where you're going to be overfilled, because then you're going to really hate yourself because you're going to do things like be cold to people or rude to people or get angry at people, and you're going to hate yourself for that. So you don't want that, right? I know, I've been there. So I always leave at the 10% line, right? I know I'm like, oh my God, this is so much fun. I want to stay longer, but I can feel myself getting overstimulated. I'm like, all right, I have to leave, right? And people will invite me after some of these classes that I go to go up to a jam, to like a music thing or for dinner or things like that. And I know that I'm already at my 10% line. And then even though I really want to go because I want to eat with them or hang out with them, I know that I shouldn't. Yeah, I really need to go home and recharge myself and then recharge for another day. You know, you can go out tomorrow with them or you can go out some other time with them. But just be really careful not to get to that overfill point. Right? And so that's one of the things I really want to mention here as in terms of overstimulation. Please watch yourself, right? That's the only way I think we can really get over this. Now, of course, a couple of things I would mention is that caffeine, for me, is terrible because it allows me to get over that overfill, to get beyond that 10% line, to get to the overfill line, and I don't realize that I'm getting to that point because caffeine is in my system and I'm like, ah. So caffeine's not good for me. Yeah, I don't like caffeine, that's why. Because like I know that I can overextend myself and then really burn out and crash. And I don't want to get to that point. So watch yourself. What are some chemicals that are not good for you, right? With some stimulation that's really not good for you. And so really take notes on all of this because you are running an experiment on your life and you have to watch yourself. If you don't know yourself, no one really is going to care about it, right? So if you get overstimulated, no one really gives a shit, because they don't understand that. So you have to watch yourself. Okay, I hope this makes sense. I hope I was able to explain myself to you guys. Again, if you guys have any questions, please put them in the comments below and I will create a video on it in the future. And if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.